You might not know Winky D yet.
Yeah.
But trust me, by the end of this deep dive, you'll see why he's considered a cultural phenomenon in Zimbabwe. We're going beyond just a typical music bio here.
Great.
We're talking about social commentary, cultural evolution, and an artist who's become the voice of a generation.
What's fascinating about Winky D is that his music is deeply intertwined with the social and political landscape of Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
It's a story about how an artist can use their voice to reflect and shape the world around them.
And we've got a stack of sources, bios, articles, even some of his lyrics.
Wow.
That paint a picture of how he got there.
Okay.
So let's start with the basics.
Right.
Who is Winky D? Well, his real name is Wallace Chirumbiko.
Okay.
Born in 1983.
Okay.
And he grew up in Kabuzuma, a high-density suburb in Harare, Zimbabwe.
That background is essential to understanding his music.
Yeah.
Kabuzuma shaped his perspective and gave him a direct connection to the realities of life in Zimbabwe.
And his love for music started incredibly early.
Oh, wow.
Imagine being 8 years old, completely immersed in the world of ragga tapes and vinyls.
Yeah.
That deep dive into music at such a young age must have shaped his sound and lyrical style.
Of course, yeah.
It's no wonder he was destined to become a musician.
It speaks to an innate passion for rhythm and sound.
Yeah.
Almost like he was absorbing the music of his community from a very young age.
Then at 16, he jumps into these DJ battles called Ghetto Lane Clashes.
Oh, wow.
Battling it out against some of Zimbabwe's biggest ragga DJs. Folks like El Kabuani, New Generation, Shocking Vibes, Delta Force.
Right.
It was a breeding ground for a new sound and a new generation of artists.
These clashes were more than just competitions.
Yeah.
They were crucibles where a new sound was being forged.
Yeah.
The foundation for what would become Zimbabwean reggae dancehall.
And that's where he gets the nickname Wicked DJ.
Oh.
Later shortened to Winky D. So we've got Winky D, this young, talented DJ, making a name for himself in the world of Zimbabwean raga.
Right.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This genre is about to undergo a major transformation.
Okay.
And guess who's at the forefront of this evolution? Our man, Winky D.
This shift from ragga to reggae dancehall wasn't just a musical evolution, it was a cultural one.
Right.
And Winky D wasn't just riding the wave, he was shaping it.
Yeah.
Think of him as the architect of this new sound that resonated so deeply with the youth.
So why did his music stand out in this crowded scene?
Well,
one of the bios uses this awesome phrase to describe him.
Okay.
Conscientious social vocalist. His music wasn't just about entertainment.
Right.
It was about using his voice to speak to the realities of life in Zimbabwe.
He tapped into something powerful, the language and experiences of his community.
Mm-hmm.
While many artists at the time were using English, Winky D chose to embrace the local vernacular, the ghetto slang. The rhythms and cadences that were uniquely Zimbabwean.
It's like that line we read. English had become too much a general tool, inept and lacked the insight to translate and convey the message in a manner that resonates with the crowd.
Wow.
He knew that to truly connect with his audience, he had to speak their language.
Yeah.
Both literally and figuratively.
He understood the power of authenticity.
Right.
He wasn't trying to be someone he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
He was a product of his environment, and he embraced that in his music.
And that rawness, that realness, come through in his sound.
Absolutely.
One bio described it as having a thuggish, rude boy in the hood tune.
Okay.
It's raw. It's real.
Yeah.
It's speaking directly to the lives of people in the ghetto.
It challenged the status quo.
Right.
It wasn't polished or sanitized. It was the unfiltered voice of the streets. And it resonated with a power that more mainstream music couldn't achieve.
But it wasn't just about the sound.
Okay.
It was about the message, too.
Right.
Winky D's music is full of social commentary.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to tackle the tough issues.
Okay.
The struggles of ghetto life, poverty, social injustice, political corruption.
He's shining a light on the realities that many people face.
Yeah.
But often go unspoken.
Right.
He's giving a voice to the voiceless, and that's a powerful thing.
One of the sources mentions a quote from his song Dem Na Care that really stuck with me.
Okay.
He sings, "Them don't even care if we live or die.
Yeah.
They don't care if we smile or we cry."
Yeah.
That rawness, that feeling of being forgotten by those in power.
Right.
It hits you right in the gut.
It's a powerful indictment of social inequality.
Yeah.
It's not just singing.
Right.
He's crying out for justice, for recognition, for a better life for his community.
So we've established that Winky D is a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
But How did he rise to fame?
Okay.
What were some of the key moments that propelled him to become this icon?
Well, one standout moment was his performance at HIFA, the Harare International Festival of Arts.
Yeah.
He shared the stage with Salif Keita,
wow,
a world-renowned Afro-jazz musician,
right,
and absolutely blew everyone away.
Talk about a turning point.
Yeah.
This wasn't just another gig.
Mm-hmm.
This was a chance for Winky D to step onto a bigger stage and showcase his talent to a wider audience.
And he didn't disappoint.
Right.
He left those invidious arch rivals with a lesson or two to digest.
I bet.
Yeah.
So he's making waves locally, but then he starts touring internationally too.
Oh, wow.
He goes to South Africa, playing in Cape Town and Johannesburg.
Right.
He hits the UK, performing in Manchester, Luton, and London.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's a testament to the universality of his music.
Yeah.
It transcends borders, connecting with people from all walks of life who can relate to his messages of struggle, resilience, and hope.
And then there are those incredible collaborations with international artists. Non during the 2010 World Cup tour, Beanie Man, Sean Paul, Akon, even Red Rat, a Jamaican artist who features Winky D on his single Rise Up Zimbabwe.
Wow.
Talk about breaking barriers.
These collaborations not only exposed Winky D to a wider audience, but also demonstrated his ability to hold his own alongside some of the biggest names in the music industry.
But I think one of the most significant milestones has to be his song Rokosheni, Loxia.
Okay.
It's not just a song. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Right.
It became Zimbabwe's alternate national anthem and even hit the top 10 charts.
Rokosheni is a perfect example of how music can capture the spirit of a nation, of a people.
Yeah.
It speaks to their hopes, their struggles, their dreams, and their desire for a better future.
It's amazing how a song can become so much more than just entertainment.
Right.
It can become a symbol of unity, a rallying cry, a reflection of a nation's soul.
And that's what makes Winky D so fascinating. Cool. He's not just a musician. He's a cultural icon, a voice for the voiceless, and a symbol of hope for a nation that's been through so much.
Okay, I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about his music in general that resonates so deeply with Zimbabweans?
Hmm.
What makes him, as one bio puts it, the most successful African artist in the reggae dancehall genre?
It's that unique blend of local language, social commentary, and musical style that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
But I think it goes even deeper than that.
How so?
His music taps into a collective consciousness.
Okay.
It gives voice to a shared experience.
Right.
In a country that's faced political and economic turmoil, Winky D's music offers a sense of unity, of solidarity.
Uh-huh.
It's a reminder that even in the face of adversity, there's strength in community.
Yeah.
And shared identity.
So his music is like a rallying cry.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
It's a way for people to connect,
yeah,
to feel seen and heard,
mm-hmm,
to know that they're not alone in their struggles.
And it's all tied to this incredibly rich cultural context.
Of course.
Like when he named his 2010 mixtape, Ego Figo.
Ah, yes. Ego Figo.
Yeah.
A term that perfectly encapsulates Winky D's spirit in connection to his roots.
It sounds so cool, but what does it actually mean?
It's a ghetto term that means a fiery psyche.
Okay.
A kind of intense energy and passion that drives you forward.
Wow.
It's about pushing boundaries,
right,
challenging norms, mm-hmm, and staying true to yourself even when the world tries to hold you back.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's not just a random word. Yeah. It's a statement about his commitment to his roots.
Yes.
To representing his community,
yeah,
to speaking their language and embodying their energy.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how Winky D uses language to connect with his audience on a deeper level.
Yeah.
To create a sense of shared identity and cultural pride. And that connection with his fans is palpable.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's created a movement, a community of people who see themselves reflected in his music.
We've talked about how Winky D's music is deeply rooted in Zimbabwean culture.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the music itself?
Okay.
What are some of the key elements that define his sound?
Well, as we mentioned,
yeah,
he's a pioneer of the reggae dancehall genre in Zimbabwe.
Right.
But his music goes beyond that.
Okay.
It's a fusion of different styles influenced by his upbringing in Kabuzuma,
mm-hmm,
and his exposure to international music.
So it's not just straight up reggae dancehall.
No.
Okay.
It's more nuanced than that.
Right.
There are elements of traditional Zimbabwean music.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And even pop woven into his sound.
Wow.
It's a unique blend that defies easy categorization.
which makes it so interesting. You can hear those different influences, but it all comes together in a way that feels fresh and original.
He's not afraid to experiment, to blend genres, to create something new and exciting. And he does it all with a confidence and swagger that's infectious.
And what about his lyrics? We've talked about his use of local vernacular and social commentary, but what else makes his lyrics stand out?
For one, he's a master storyteller. His lyrics are vivid, evocative, and often deeply personal. He paints pictures with his words, drawing listeners into his world and sharing his experiences in a way that feels both intimate and universal.
You can really feel the emotion,
Yeah.
the passion in his lyrics.
Absolutely.
It's like he's pouring his heart and soul into every word.
And through those stories, he's able to shed light on the social issues that matter most to him. He's not just preaching, he's sharing his lived experiences in a way that resonates with his audience.
We talked about Dem Not Care earlier, but there are so many other examples of songs where he tackles difficult topics head on. He's not afraid to speak truth to power, to challenge the status quo, to call out injustice.
His lyrics are like poetry set to music. They're raw, real, and deeply moving. And they're delivered with a passion and intensity that's undeniable.
You can feel the conviction in his voice, the urgency of his message. It's clear that he believes in what he's singing about, and that authenticity shines through.
And that's what makes his music so powerful. It's not just entertainment, it's a call to action. It's an invitation to engage with the world around us, to fight for what's right, to make a difference.
It's been really fascinating learning about Winky D's music and his impact. But what about the man himself? What can we learn from our sources about his personality and character?
One thing that comes across consistently is his humility, despite his fame and success. He remains grounded and connected to his roots. He's known for being approachable, generous, and genuinely cares about his community.
That's so refreshing to hear.
In a world where fame and fortune can often change people, it's inspiring to see an artist who stays true to himself and his values.
He seems to have avoided that trap. He stayed true to himself, to his values, and to his community. That's why that phrase, conscientious social vocalist, really resonates with me.
Can you elaborate on that? What makes him a conscientious social vocalist, in your view?
It's more than just writing songs about social issues. It's about using your platform to amplify the voices of the marginalized, to raise awareness about injustice, and to inspire action. He's not just singing about these issues, he's actively involved in trying to make a difference.
So he's walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
And that's what sets him apart from many other artists. He's not content with simply entertaining. He wants to use his music to make a real impact on the world.
He's definitely not afraid to speak his mind.
No, he's not. To challenge the status quo, even if it means ruffling some feathers.
He's a fearless artist who's not afraid to use his platform to make a difference. And that's incredibly inspiring.
So we've explored Winky D's journey, his music, his impact. But what's next for him? Where do you see him going from here?
Well, that's the exciting part. We've seen him evolve as an artist, as a musician, as an activist, and I think he's only just begun to tap into his full potential.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What do you envision for his future?
I think we'll see him continue to push boundaries, to experiment with new sounds, and to use his music as a platform for social commentary and cultural expression.
I can totally see that happening. He's never been one to rest on his laurels. He's always pushing himself creatively and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with his music.
And I think he'll continue to gain recognition on the international stage. His music has a universal appeal that transcends borders and cultures. He's already collaborated with some big names in the music industry, but I think we'll see him reaching even greater heights in the years to come.
It's exciting to think about what the future holds for him. He's a true original, a force to be reckoned with. And I have a feeling he's just getting started.
I agree. Winky D is an artist to watch. And I have no doubt that he'll continue to surprise and amaze us with his music and his message for years to come.
We've seen how he's become a voice for a generation, a symbol of hope,
Yes.
and an inspiration to countless people.
His music has the power to move us, to challenge us, and to remind us of the importance of unity, resilience, and the pursuit of justice.
Before we wrap things up, I want to loop back to something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
It's really stuck with me, the idea of Winky D's music becoming a sort of anthem for Zimbabwe.
It's a powerful concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
That a song, an artist, can capture the spirit of a nation so profoundly.
Especially a song like Rokishani.
Right.
What do you think it was about that specific song that made it resonate so deeply to the point of becoming that alternate national anthem?
I think it tapped into a collective yearning for something positive, something uplifting, in a time of widespread hardship.
Zimbabwe has faced its share of challenges
Yeah.
politically, economically.
Exactly. And Rokishani, with its infectious energy and message of resilience, offered a sense of hope, a sense of unity that resonated with people from all walks of life.
It became a rallying cry,
Yeah.
a reminder that even in the face of adversity,
Yeah.
there's strength in community, in shared identity.
It's also worth noting the role of language in the song's success.
You mean the use of Shona,
Yes.
the local language?
Precisely. By singing in the language of the people, Winky D created a sense of immediacy, right?
Of authenticity,
Yeah.
that resonated deeply with his audience.
Right.
It made his music feel personal,
Yeah.
relatable,
Yeah.
like he was speaking directly to their hearts.
So it wasn't just the music itself, it was the whole package, the message, the language, the cultural context that made Rukishini such a powerful and enduring anthem. Yeah.
It became more than just a song.
Right.
It became a symbol of hope, of resilience, of Zimbabwean identity.
This has been an amazing deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
I feel like I've not only gained a newfound appreciation for Winky D and his music,
Thanks.
but I've also learned a lot about the power of music to transcend borders, connect people, and even become a soundtrack for a nation's hopes and dreams. It's incredible how music can tap into those deep-seated emotions and aspirations, becoming a unifying force for a nation.
And what's remarkable is that Winky D doesn't shy away from the tough realities facing Zimbabwe.
Right. He acknowledges the struggles, the hardships, the injustices, and that honesty resonates with people.
He's not sugarcoating anything.
No.
He's giving a voice to the experiences of those who are often marginalized or overlooked.
Right.
It's like he's saying, I see you, I hear you, and I'm with you.
Exactly. And that message of solidarity, of shared struggle, can be incredibly empowering, especially for those who feel like their voices aren't being heard.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about Winky D's background, his music, his impact, his future.
It's been quite a journey.
But before we wrap things up, I wanted to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
Oh, I like that.
We've seen how Winky D's music is about so much more than just catchy tunes. It's about social commentary, cultural evolution, and giving voice to a community. But it begs the question, how does music, particularly in a specific language or cultural context, transcend entertainment and become a force for change?
Yeah.
What gives it that power to become an anthem, a voice for a people?
That is the question, isn't it? It's fascinating to think about how music can have such a profound impact.
It really is.
I think, in a way, it's because music has this unique ability to tap into our shared humanity. It can transcend language barriers, cultural differences, and social divides, connecting us on a deeply emotional level.
It's like a universal language that we all understand.
Exactly. And when that connection is combined with a powerful message, a message that resonates with the hopes and dreams of a community, it can become a force for change, a catalyst for social movements, a soundtrack for a nation's aspirations.
Winky D and his music are a testament to that power. And as we continue to explore his work, let's keep that question in mind. What is it about his music that speaks to us so deeply? What is it about music in general that has the power to move us, to inspire us, to change us?
Well said. These are questions worth pondering. Music is a powerful force, and Winky D wields it masterfully.
We hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity about Winky D. We encourage you to explore his music further, to delve into the lyrics, the rhythms, the stories that have made him such a powerful voice for his generation. You can find links to his websites and music streaming services in the show notes.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world of sound and its incredible power to shape our world.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.